Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's kick things off on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, before we talk about the fishing, you had some activity last week out in the woods, and it sounds like the deer are starting to move around a little bit.
Yeah, there's been a fair amount of movement, definitely, as we get closer here into around Halloween and past Halloween. It seems to be a good time. I saw five different bucks, and I took an average-sized buck. I saw a bigger one, but I thought I could sit quite a while before I saw him again, so took the opportunity and got one. So, yeah, I've heard of other people getting deer within the last week, so I think there's been a good amount of activity going on.
How far away was the shot?
I was about 26 yards, not far.
All right, if you would have missed, you would have felt bad then, right?
Yeah, and then after the fact, I had one walk within 5 yards, and that was bigger, but whatever, it is what it is, so I'm not complaining.
So do you still get diehards? Like, hey, we had on Halloween, you know, in around there, wind gusts up 40, 50 miles an hour. Does that really pretty much prevent anybody from bow hunting when it get winds that heavy out there?
Yeah, it's not safe sometimes because trees will get rocking, and you never know, a tree could snap off that you're in, so I prefer not to go out when it's that windy, but if it's out of the north-northwest, I'll push it if it's 25 miles an hour.
Do you duck hunt at all, Pete?
Yeah, a little bit. Hoping to get out here more, but there's not been many birds around. Guys that I know go during the week and stuff, they're just not really seeing much. I think we need a good cold front push, and I have been seeing some of Canada is freezing, so it's eventually going to make its way down here.
Well, let's talk about fishing now, I guess, because this is Best Dam Guiding Service. What have you heard about fishing on the lakes and rivers across the region?
There's been people out still fishing beaver dam, shore fishing here and there, a few guys out in the boats, and they've had some luck. The clarity's gotten better, and the walleyes seem to have been biting a little more, either on structure or shoreline. So now is the perfect time for fall fishing if you want to get out and try it. And I am booking trips here for this winter. I've been getting calls weekly now. So if you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message through Facebook under Pete Hupp or Best Dam Guide Service.
Somebody doesn't know spell Hupp for people if they don't know how to spell that.
H-U-P-F.
It's like Smith, I know, in Dodge County area, but if somebody's passing through and they want to get a guiding trip, I want to make sure they can find that, Pete. Well, hey, I appreciate all you do, and we will, I guess, chat next week. Thank you.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's move over to Little Green Lake and bring in Todd from the Landing Bait Shop, who's experienced. You got a lot of rain like everybody else did, didn't you, up in the Green Lake area?
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of rain.
Hey, when you get heavy rains like that, like 3-4 inches, does that affect the fish even this time of year?
I think it probably does a little bit. You know, it's going to slow them down. We're going right into a cold front now, so that always slows fish down for a day or two.
So have there been a lot of people out this past week? Are people still getting the boats out there despite, getting towards November?
There were some guys out. With this warm weather, guys are still out fishing, still hitting it pretty hard. Muskies have been pretty good. Guys are catching a few panfish, I heard, but most of the guys out there right now are muskie fishermen.
Sure, and the muskies have been biting all over the lake. Any specific area where they've been getting them?
You know, they've been getting them out a little deeper water now. It seems like the fish have moved out a little deeper. They're out in 12 to 15 foot of water fishing. Some guys are using suckers. Other guys are trolling. Some guys are casting big plastic baits, big rubber baits. But I would say suckers are coming up this time of year now for the next couple weeks. That should be really good.
Have you been doing much hunting up there? Have you heard any hunting news of people that are duck hunting or out there with the bow?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We've all been out hunting, trying to get those bucks. We're starting into the rut now, so this week should be the best week of the year for big buck seeing. So we'll be out. I'll be out there every night for sure, along with all my buddies.
So you like to hunt at night? Is that kind of the time where you hunt?
Yeah, I don't get up too early. sometimes I go midday, and it seems like, where I hunt, we don't have a lot of cover, so the deer are traveling. On my property, but yeah, you know, this time of year, you never know. Those bucks are running all over. They're not in their right minds right now. They're just looking for those those active does.
Hey, tell us about the Landing Bait Shop, what people can find when they stop in and where you're located.
You know, we've got everything you need for bait. We're open 6 days a week, closed on Mondays, and we're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. You just follow the signs in.
Todd, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's head down to the Madison Chain right now and check in with Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. One of those, we're kind of in no man's land when it comes to fishing, aren't we? Right now, Pat, they got the diehards out there, a lot of people in the woods and waiting for ice.
Yeah, you know, it's a quiet time of year at the old bait shop here, but, you know, you got sports, you got folks with school and then hunting, you know, especially with bow hunting, really getting into high gear here. We don't get a lot of people through the door, but folks are out there and fishing. And, you know, it's funny, too, because the bait shop's so quiet, but this really is the best time of year to be out fishing. And we have turnover now behind us on all the Madison lakes, and that's really when all the game fish, especially game fish, they really get the fall feedback on now.
So what have they been catching, the people that have been out there, where they've been catching it in the Madison Chain?
Well, I mean, the walleye bite on Lake Mendota is fantastic. It's hard to find a keeper out there, but the numbers are great. The smallmouth bite out there has been absolutely phenomenal. Pike are very plentiful on Lake Mendota and are all very hungry, getting ready for winter. If you move down to Lake Monona, the walleye are starting to move in up shallower down there, especially at night. So while it's not necessarily as good of a numbers game, the size is a little bit better down there. And the musky fishing on Monona is world class. And, you know, we're selling still quite a few large suckers here, guys getting out and chasing those big muskies.
You know, I had never been on a Wabisa. My daughter had a sectional cross country meet on Wabisa on Saturday, so I got a chance to get out on the dock. You know, there were a lot of fishers, there are quite a few boats out there on Saturday morning. Also, there's a lot of algae around the shore over there.
Sure, yeah, I mean, that, especially with the dry and unseasonably warm weather we've had, that'll trigger those algae blooms, and especially near shore, it really depends on kind of where the wind's blowing and where that stuff kind of collects. But yeah, a lot of folks getting out down on Wabisa. There's been a good walleye bite down in the southeast end of the lake, and some nice gills down in the south end of the lake there too. So yeah, we're really blessed here in Madison to have so many great lakes and an awesome fishery.
Have you heard anything about duck hunting or bow hunting down in the Dane County area?
Not a lot about ducks. Folks are getting out bow hunting. I was out myself this last weekend. I saw a lot of deer moving. I wouldn't say that they were chasing does, at least anything that I saw, but in my experience, I keep like a little journal when I go out hunting, and I was looking back at it the last few years, and it seems like Halloween is the day that really kicks everything off. So obviously, yeah, we're there, and I'm excited. I'll be in the woods a bunch this weekend.
Well, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
Oh, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the intersection of Troy and Northport Drive. We're a quarter mile from the Warner Park Boat Launch, a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming into town. And, yeah, like I said, we've got all the live bait. It's basically a minnow game right now. So we've got everything from crappie minnows up to 16-inch suckers for the musky folks. So, yeah, swing by. And
how do people find the extended fishing report?
Well, yeah, we do a weekly fishing report every Friday, publish that on our social media, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. But we also do the old-fashioned phone line where you can call in. The number there is 608-BIG-FISH. And, yeah, call in and check it out and find out what's going on around town.
Pat, thanks for the time, and we'll talk next week.
Always a pleasure, Wade. You take care.
Let's head over to Fishtails right now and bring in Dave. So are people still out on Fox Lake getting some fish?
There's been a few boats still out. Most people fishing now are fishing from shore around the lake and over Beaver Dam and a couple other areas. But we had like 3.5 inches of rain, so that's a big deal for here. We've had stagnant water for months, you know, with very little rain. So this is a good thing. It's flushing the system out. They opened our dam up. So, yeah, it'll get the water cleared up a little bit and, you know, really help the fishing, I believe. There's just not many boats out there right now, and there won't be for the rest of the year. But, yeah, there's a lot of really good shore fishing going on right now.
Will people shore fish until the ice comes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, every year, usually like on the beaver dam on the bridge there, there's ice on both sides where it comes through the river, but they're still through the bridge, but they're still biting like crazy. So, yeah, I mean, that's something you're going to do right up till ice up. So,
any ducks?
Yeah, I mean, I do it all year until I can't.
Any ducks on Fox Lake?
There's been very few. I haven't heard shooting. I'm here every morning before hours, and, you know, a shot here, a shot there. It's not like normal. I think Rick will probably tell you that most of the ducks haven't come down yet. So, you know, you're not getting a lot of activity around here. Guys that are getting them are getting them in flooded cornfields and stuff like that. So, but yeah, and we're right in the middle of switching our gear over, you know, for the winter stuff, little by little. We leave a lot out, you know, for the guys walleye fishing. And this is a prime time for muskies. If you do it, we have musky suckers that are 15 inches long, and those are the kind of bait you want to use this time of year for muskies on a quick strike rig. It can be really effective, and you could do it here, big green, not necessarily on beaver dam, but the guys up north, that's all they're doing. So
tell us,
yeah, it's good time.
Tell us about Fishtails, Dave.
Well, we are right downtown Fox Lake. We're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and 6 to 5 on Sunday. And we pretty much have everything you would need.
I appreciate your time, and we'll see you at Fishtails.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report rolls on as we bring in the resident outdoorsman of South Central Wisconsin, Rick Wentland. Rick, how are you doing today?
Good. Wow, that's quite the introduction I have there. Good. Actually, last week we didn't make the report. We were down in Jacksonville for the Packer game, but we actually went fishing one day, and there were 6 of us in the boat, and we were going for some big bull redfish or some speckled trout or some black drum, and we actually had a big red bull red on halfway back to the boat, and a big shark took it. And about 20 minutes later, all I got left was the head of the redfish. So that was pretty interesting. And actually, I lost quite a few fish because they wrapped me up around a bridge posting, or wrapped me up around the barnacles and break my line. So it was kind of a crappy fishing trip, but at least we had the opportunity.
So when you go out in the Atlantic, how far out off the shore do you guys go?
We were actually, it's called inshore, okay, which is, you know, you're around the harbor. We actually fish the mouth of the St. John's River.
Okay.
And right now that's where all the, you know, like the big bull reds and a lot of the speckled trout and that stuff are in because of the hurricanes that Florida's had. That's where, like, the brackish waters, where it's the cleanest brackish water because the water is so dirty from all the stuff going into the water from the hurricanes.
Sure, so that's fun down there. Like I said, I had a chance to watch my brother-in-law fish. They fished off the shore in St. Augustine earlier this year, and it's amazing the process that you do when you're fishing the ocean with these big poles, a little different than what it is around here.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But I tell you know, I fished all over the world for saltwater fish, and there's nothing that fights like saltwater fish. Nothing freshwater compares to a saltwater fight.
Well,
that's crazy.
What about around here? What have you heard about the fishing around here? Because we're kind of like, you know, the diehards are still out there, and a lot of people waiting for ice fishing or, you know, out in the woods. What have you been hearing about fishing around here?
Actually, 2 friends of mine were out on Fox Lake on Sunday, and they crushed the bass and the northern pike. I've been doing, actually, my pier is still in yet. I've been doing actually pretty good off my pier. As far as locally fishing, you know, I hear big green, like the bridge by Highway A offshore, they're catching a lot of walleyes, even during the day. But since I've been back, I've been out duck hunting, and the ducks still are not here. I mean, there's a few guys shooting ducks, but not like the first week in November. The ducks are definitely not here, but The deer are in full scale. If you're a deer hunter or a bow hunter, you should be in the woods right now, and that's probably where I'm going to be the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, you know what? I've been even driving around like the Crystal Lake area, deer all over the place on Crystal Lake Road or Prospect. They're moving, definitely moving around right now, getting into the residential area looking for love, right?
Absolutely. And actually, yesterday on my way to duck hunting, I came the closest I've come in probably 20 years of hitting two deer. I mean, I missed them by about an inch and a half, and they just came out of nowhere. And it's, if you're driving at night or early in the morning, you know, drivers got to be aware that, they're running everywhere right now.
Well, the rut is on for Raw Bass Customs. If people want to get some gear before, you know, they put their stuff away or get it ready for the holiday season, tell us about it.
We're painting a lot of colors right now for next year already for the shows and stuff next year, but locally, they're still up. They're still available. The crankbait bite is pretty good. They're available at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle in Portage, Stew's in Partyville, and Dick Smith's in Pewaukee.
Rick, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.